Hello again, my friends and my neighbors. It's Pastor Bob, and it's your Lenten Daily Devotion. Today's a Sunday, and as you now know, Sundays are not counted as the 40 days of your Lenten journey. They're like little retreats in between each week to help us revive ourselves and keep the hope alive. And so on Sundays, we turn to a special guest devotion writer, Walter Brueggemann, expert on the Old Testament and a very wise old sage. His devotion today is called New Song, New Reality. New Song, New Reality. His scripture is from Isaiah, Old Testament, of course, chapter 42, verses 15 and 16. Isaiah 42, 15 and 16. Here's the word of God. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbage. I will turn the rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind by a road they do not know. By paths they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I will do, and I will not forsake them. May God bless the hearing and the reading of Isaiah's words of truth. Here's Walter Brueggemann's devotion today. He says, can you imagine writing this poem and singing this song in exile? Can you imagine defying the empire by sketching out this daring alternative? Can you dare to sing this song under the very nose of Babylonian soldiers about a new reality that counters the empire? Think of it. New reality conjured in worship by the choir, inviting to a new courage, a new faith, a new energy, new obedience, and new joy. You see, the song is as subversive as is the new reality. The new song never describes the world the way it is now. The new song imagines how the world will be in God's good time to come. The new song is a protest against the way the world is now. The new song is refusal to accept the present world as it is. A refusal to believe this is right or that the present will last. The church is always at its most daring and risking and dangerous and free when it sings a new song. Because then it sings that the power of the gospel will not let the world finally stay as it is. So here we are, in our society, with little energy, less courage, and diminished influence. I think we are not unlike those ancient exiles, scattered, where we do not have much impact, sensing that the world is resistant to change, aware that the policies and practices all around us are aimed at death. We are close to despair in our weakness and futility. About many things, it appears that not much can be done. When this community of faith could do very little, however, it did not resign itself to playing it safe. Instead, it sang new songs, counter songs that refused to let the promise of the gospel sink into the landscape of the empire. The new song is a protest. The new song is also a bold assertion, innocently declaring that the God of the gospel has plans and purposes and a will to reorder the world, to bring wholeness and health to the blind and the poor and the needy, the nations so fearful, and the entire creation now under so much killing assault. The song asserts God's goodwill against the deathliness. The song asserts God's future against our present tense. The song asserts God's relentless faithfulness in the midst of our desperate fickleness. Let us pray. In the midst of exile, we look for you, O God. Teach us your new song, that we may present a counter to the ways of death and celebrate your faithfulness and the new life that you are ever bringing into being. And all God's children say, Amen.